Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers. And get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour. All in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. Just had a caller from Toronto. Spoke to somebody from Alabama. We've gone to California. Man, we just talk to people everywhere. NBA draft is tonight. Victor Wembanyama goes number one. Damn it, we just got another Frenchman. Ryan Rupert. I'm sure his last name is pronounced Rupert. Number 43 to the Portland Trailblazers. Oh, he's going to be teammates with Scoot Henderson. I bet you he is not going to be teammates with Damian Lillard. He's going to ask for out. And then we all know, you know, Chris Paul is now a Golden State Warrior. What a day this has been. What a week that it's been in the NBA. I want to talk about all the trades that have taken place. I want to get into all of that. I'm going to get to your calls. Zion has not been moved. Damian Lillard has not been moved. It may take a couple of days or a few weeks, but the NBA is just, it's jumping, it's crazy. We talked about a guy named Grady Dick and his sequined Dolce & Gabbana suit. You know, I thought I've seen some outlandish things during the NBA draft, during any draft. You know, Trae Young in shorts is tame in comparison to what Grady Dick wore today. Look like a figure skater slash supervillain. Think of a bright red sequined jacket with a bright red sequined shirt. Yeah, like the slipper from The Wizard of Oz. He said this is about Kansas. This is about Dorothy. Grady Dick better be an all-star. Yeah. If you want to see what the hell Grady Dick was wearing, just check out my Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. I tweeted it out. He is just he's an interesting fellow.
JR.
Yes.
He looks like Machine Gun Kelly.
I never seen, what, in the face?
No. In terms of like the outfit he's trying to rock it.
I've never seen Machine Gun Kelly wear stuff like that.
Yeah, unfortunately. And look, he doesn't get by on talent either, so maybe they have that in common.
Every time I see Machine Gun Kelly, looks like he needs a shower.
And some other lessons in life, yes.
Is he still dating? They're not together, right?
Megan Fox, I think they're still going strong.
I don't know. I can't keep up, man.
I'll give him credit for that. I mean, that's not easy to pull off.
What, a Megan Fox?
Yes.
What has she done besides Transformers? I don't know her from nothing else.
She was in. She had a stint in Two and a Half Men.
That wasn't that a TV show?
Yeah, it was a pretty popular one back in the day. Yes.
What did she do? She was like the neighborhood, you know what, in like 2 episodes?
Well, it might have been 2. You're right. But, you know, she had a couple guest stints. I'm trying to think what else she's done.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing that you remember, so it don't matter. Now,
yeah, you're right. Yep.
I saw her in Transformers, and I don't know nothing else.
But when you look like she does, there's nothing else she needs to do. She looks like Megan Fox. That's enough for most people.
Hey, listen. She could live for free. Must be nice.
Isn't free in a lot of people's heads, particularly men.
Yeah, well, don't discriminate, probably a lot of folks.
It's true.
855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Victor Wembanyama, we don't know what the hell. Well, we have no idea what he's going to be doing besides going to San Antonio. I want you to take a listen to the minute. Well, not the minute. But listen to Victor Wembanyama in his little short press conference after he got selected number one. Listen to this.
Can't really describe it, you know, still fresh. But one of the best feeling of my life, you know. Probably the best night of my life. I've been dreaming about this for so long. It's a dream come true. It's incredible.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, Brandon Miller, the guy from Alabama who alleged, well, no, he didn't. He brought the gun to the crime scene and didn't know it. And then he needed armed security for the rest of the season. He's okay, though. He didn't do nothing. They said he didn't know what was going on. Brandon Miller's going to the Charlotte Hornets. This is what he said he's going to bring to the organization.
They have great players there already. I can say for me, I can bring just a winner. I'm willing to make all the winning plays as far as on or off the court. A winner.
Yeah, everybody wants a winner, right? That's why they drafted you. Scoot Henderson, he goes number three to the Portland Trail Blazers. The Blazers hope that he is a winner and that they've bought themselves time with their point guard of the future because, let's face it, Damian Lillard is going to ask out. This is what Scoot Henderson had to say about being drafted by the Blazers.
Well, I'm just happy. You know, it's finally here. You know, I'm blessed. My family was there with me. And to go to Portland is kind of go full circle. You know, Pooh, my guy Pooh there, texted Dame not too long ago, so it's up. It's up when I get there.
What did he text back besides congratulations? Damian Lillard, did he say, I can't wait to play with you? Damian Lillard, did he say that I can't wait for us to win championships together? Hell no, he didn't say that. Hell no. Good luck. Damian Lillard is about to be on his way out of the building. Selected at number four overall. How about it's a package deal because they're twins? Amen Thompson goes to the Houston Rockets. Asar Thompson goes to the Detroit Pistons. Yes, twins for the first time ever went back-to-back in the NBA draft. And also for the first time ever, brothers. Two brothers selected in the top five. Let's think about the one that's going to the Rockets. It's going to take time to remember. Amen Thompson, he's going to the Houston Rockets, and this is what he had to say about that selection.
It just feels, you know, great to be a Houston Rocket. You know, I thought I had a great interview, great workout with them, and I was just, you know, I thought I saw a family over there. I saw a future in Houston, so it's great to be there.
Well, that's nice. What about his brother? Back-to-back, Asar Thompson. When did you find out you were going to the Pistons?
I found out when they said the name. Like, I was like, oh, they didn't call. I don't know if I'm getting drafted, but I seen the cameras coming. I was like, maybe I am. And I was super excited to, you know, to get drafted by the Pistons, you know. I'm just happy to be a Piston, for sure.
Amen. You went back to Brack in the draft with your brother, man. Your mom is proud. Your dad is proud. The family's proud. How you feel?
I mean, it's kind of cool going first. It means a lot to my family. Me and Asar, we were going to be happy whoever went first, but I know it just means a lot to my family seeing, like, all the hard work pay off and us to go back-to-back, be the first twins in the same draft to go top five. I mean, it means a lot.
Aw, that's sweet. That's amazing, man. That is amazing. Wait until next year when we got a guy who is in the NBA with his son. Wait until that happens. Forget all this twin brother this and all that. No. Wait until LeBron James Jr. is in the NBA. Wow. Even to say it, think about, remember when LeBron came into the league? Could you imagine all the hype that surrounded LeBron James? All that hype that surrounded LeBron. And to think, 21 years later, he's in the league with his son? What? Think about that. Damn. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the Thompson family, Asar and Amen, going back to back. Houston and the Pistons. Damn. Let's get to some of your calls, and then we got to go through all the trades that took place this week. Because I think did everybody come out a winner? Thinking. Yes. We'll get into it. But let's get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to here in Atlanta. Let's talk to Hamad. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Hamad?
Hey, what's up, JR? How are you?
I'm amazing, man. What's on your mind?
So I wanted to mention three things, actually. I was just as shocked as you were when I saw Grady Dick's outfit. That was probably right up there with Trae Young's shorts. I know you're in Atlanta, so you know how that is.
Yes.
That was just atrocious. I think Kobe Bufkin coming to the Hawks, probably we could potentially look at him down the road in a few years and think that he's a steal of the draft. I think if the whole DeJounte Murray, Trae Young experiment doesn't work, I think he's a perfect pairing with Trae Young. But what I mainly wanted to get to was the Magic. I'm a huge Magic fan. I was a little bit disappointed that Ausar went 4. But I wasn't really hoping that we would take Anthony Black just because we don't need another point guard that can't shoot the ball. But I kind of see the vision. You know, he's a skilled player, high IQ. He obviously fits the Jeff Weltman.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't be overly concerned about who the Magic draft at all. Because at this point, the Orlando Magic are doing nothing but collecting assets. The Orlando Magic are basically running Hunger Games in their own system. And so it don't matter. It didn't matter who they drafted, okay? Because to be on a front line with Jalen Suggs or a Cole Anthony, or to be in a front court with Wendell Carter Jr. or just there's a million dudes, Paolo Banchero. It don't matter. Look, the Orlando Magic are going to play. They're going to grow. Hopefully they can grow together. And if there are a couple of guys who don't fit, you know what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. They're going to get moved.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the biggest disappointment for me was I really liked how Cole has improved his game over the last couple of years. So us drafting a point guard kind of, you know, it kind of means that he's going out the door soon, probably with Suggs.
And you know what? If you're Cole Anthony, you would hope that he's motivated to go, well, F y'all, and that he continues to grow and do better. But
that's fair.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, and the Orlando Magic are certainly on the up-and-up. If I'm a Magic fan, that is a team that I'm excited about over the next few years because it looks like they have a solid foundation to move forward and grow. Hamad, I appreciate you for calling from here in Atlanta, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You as well. Let's go out to Arizona and talk to Mark. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I'm getting a little track time there, sir.
You're getting a little who?
A little experience in talking to you. I enjoy it.
Oh, well, thank you. When's the last time we spoke?
Last week for about a minute.
Oh, what did we talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the possibility of the Suns getting rid of Chris Paul, which they did today.
Right.
And I go, wow. I just wanted to say that Chris Paul, you know, he's a great player and all, and we've put a lot of money into him, and we came up short. And I'm an NBA huge fan. Well, I'm like you. If I could go and be out there and enjoy the games, I would. But I have to watch it on TV.
Oh, well, Mark, but, you can well, maybe not. But go ahead, Mark.
Well, what do you think if Chris Paul gets another go-around like here in Warrior Land, and do you think he's going to – is this going to be the trick? or what do you think?
I have no idea. I'm not all that high on the Golden State Warriors. And let's be real. You're going to have a lot of people running around over the next week, maybe a couple of days, just talking about who is this or who's that for a title next year. I don't think the Golden State Warriors are done. Is this going to be their final roster? I highly doubt it. These are a few things that we know. Draymond Green is a free agent. Do we think he's going to go anywhere? Probably not. We assume that he's going to be back on a longer-term deal. We know that the Golden State Warriors, they need size, okay? Thinking about Chris Paul and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and are you going to start Chris Paul? Are you going to pull him off the bench? I don't know if I want a starting lineup that small. Do I want to finish with Chris Paul and Curry and Thompson and Wiggins and Draymond and whoever else on the floor? Yeah. So we know they need size. But I'm not mad at the move. There's going to be people who complain about Jordan Poole leaving. Well, it's apparent. And not just because Draymond punched him in the face. You can look at his teammates' behavior and body language towards him. They ain't want him, man. They ain't want him. And so they cut bait. They save money with his contract. You bring in a Chris Paul who, by the way, you're not ridiculously tied to. This is his last year or the last year of his deal. And so if you're the Warriors, man, you got flexibility to move into the future without having Poole's contract. You can sign short-term deals with your legend or legends if you should choose. And you can try to max out this final year with Chris Paul. So I like it. And max out, ultimately, having Steph Curry on the team.
Well, do you think Steph Curry's done? I know you've been asked this a lot here lately. But do you think, honestly, in your heart, do you think he's done?
No, he's not done. Steph Curry is not done. But he ain't playing forever. He ain't on the front side of his career. He's closer to the end than he is to the beginning. And so while you have one of the greatest players ever, you want to max out. He's 35 years old. He ain't getting younger. His shot, listen, shot is the last thing to go. But you also got to worry about the lift and the health. We've seen him start to deteriorate and go through injuries. So you want to max out whatever you have while he's still here. And I think that's the most important thing. Thank you so much, Mark, for calling from Arizona. Hey, look, Chris Paul was asked about this trade. He's promoting his book. He was back in North Carolina, Winston-Salem. He was asked a series of interesting questions by Scott Fowler about this trade. Listen to Chris Paul. You could tell he loved this conversation.
Chris, what is your reaction to being traded to Golden State today?
I'm excited. I got that question, I don't know how many times already, so I'm really excited.
You spoke with Steph, it sounds like, already, and how did that go?
It was good, yeah.
What do you think your role will be on that team?
To help us win games.
It's like the dude just pulled up on Chris Paul in the library, and Chris Paul didn't want to be mean and say, get out of my face. What a bunch of terrible questions that were. 855-212-4CBS. Hayden's here from Alabama. What's up, Hayden? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How are you, man?
Excellent.
That's awesome. I just wanted to ask you about, I was going to ask about the Hawks pick tonight, but a guy a few calls ago answered it for me, kind of. But I just wanted to ask what you thought that he could contribute to the team this year and how you think that he would fit with the offense.
I don't know. I'm being dead serious because we're talking about a guard here who can play point guard and shooting guard, and the Atlanta Hawks don't necessarily need him. I mean, we can go ahead and think back to last year, A.J. Griffin running around for the Atlanta Hawks. Congratulations to his dad now coaching the Milwaukee Bucks. But come on, the Hawks got a million guards. What are we expecting? You got Trae Young, DeJounte Murray. A.J. Griffin found the bench as soon as they got a new head coach. I don't expect nothing from him until the Atlanta Hawks start moving pieces around, and that may take an entire year. If not, look, they've been trying to move pieces for a long time.
Yes, sir. And it I agree with the whole thing about the guards. I don't know if they just don't know what they're doing or not. I'm sure they do, but but thank you, JR. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
You as well, Hayden. Thank you for calling from Alabama. Look, somebody got to get moved. Come on now. Is it DeJounte Murray? They got to figure out whether or not they're going to give him a big contract, and you're going to give him a big contract with Trae Young for them to do what? The same thing that they just did this past year? Disappoint? My apologies to all my friends here in Atlanta. But y'all know, I'm just telling the truth. Been trying to get rid of John Collins forever, and now they got Clint Capella. There's so many redundancies on the roster. It's tough. So Kobe Bufkin, what do they have? They got a young dude on his rookie salary, a young guard. So if and when they do dump somebody, he'll have experience. They could just shift them on up, and they don't got to pay him $30 and $40 and $50 and $60 million. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. So many trades. It's like the Atlanta Hawks are just begging and itching to make one. It's felt that way for a very long time. Oh, Amani Bates just selected by the Cleveland Cavaliers. How about him? Gonna get a shot in the NBA. Wow. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break, and then we're going to go through these trades. So many of them. It's like the trades have attracted more attention than the draft. We're doing it all. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Speaking of wanting out, yeah, the NBA draft took place tonight, but the bigger news, it seems like, for the entire week, especially knowing that Victor Wembanyama was going to go number one overall to the San Antonio Spurs, were the trades, the superstars moving around, the guys making 30, 40, 50, upwards of $60 million a year into the future, they moving on. Bradley Beal is a member of the Phoenix Suns. Not bad, right? Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, but the question is, how the hell do you fill out the rest of the roster? The campaign is enough? Nope. You still have DeAndre Ayton there, but don't you want to flip him for some additional assets? You paying him money? Well, no, come on. Suns got work to do. Every team has work to do. Last night, after Malcolm Brogdon's arm made the Clippers go, nah, we good. He stays in Boston. But instead, Marcus Smart gets shipped down to Memphis. And what a great move for the Memphis Grizzlies. They pick up another veteran. They pick up another adult. They tell Dylan Brooks, man, you can just go wear your Stone Cold Steve Austin Village People outfit. Go wear it somewhere else. Go talk trash to LeBron James somewhere else. Marcus Smart will do a good job holding things down while, yeah, you can't replace Ja Morant, but he can hold things down. And when Ja Morant comes back, if he doesn't run around waving a gun, that's not bad having Marcus Smart and Ja Morant on the floor at the same time. more importantly, I think, as well as just having him in the locker room. Memphis Grizzlies doing some good things here, trying to stay alive. They improved. If you saw Dylan Brooks play at the end of last year, which you probably did, my God, it's a good thing. Kristaps Porzingis goes to the Celtics. You know, we talked about this quite a bit last night as this entire trade situation unfolded. Look, the Celtics couldn't just stand pat. They couldn't be stagnant. And you got Marcus Smart there. Who cares? Like, it's time to let Tatum and Brown step things up. What are you going to do, just run the team back again? And so now you add some offensive and defensive versatility. You add some differences, a little spice to the lineup in Kristaps Porzingis. And, of course, the biggest issue with Porzingis is he going to stay healthy? He's 7'3", blew out an ACL, tore a meniscus. Are you going to count on Kristaps Porzingis? I rhymed. It was not even an intent. And, oh, yeah, by the way, how about Kristaps Porzingis? He played more games this past season than Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart played 61 games, and Porzingis went out for the Washington Wizards. I'm sure you did not see it. He played 65 games. Is he more susceptible to injury? Yes, and absolutely. But hey, man, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And so the NBA has been wild this week. And then the big move, another big move, I should say, Chris Paul to the Warriors. I mean, we've seen the memes, Chris Paul mocking Steve Kerr on the court. We've seen Steph Curry break the ankles of Chris Paul. And now they're teammates? I think they'll be good. I think they'll be okay. We know they're not big enough, but I don't think they're done. Bradley Beal, his son. Marcus Smart to Memphis. Porzingis to the Celtics. Chris Paul going out to the Golden State Warriors. What move would you consider to be the best? What move actually helped one of these teams get closer to a championship? It's tough. I think it's between we can eliminate the Memphis Grizzlies. We can do that easy. Sorry. I'm a little hesitant with putting Bradley Beal there because we don't know what the rest of the roster looks like for the Suns. Celtics, we have a decent idea of what they'll look like. I like what the Celtics did. Yeah, Porzingis, you got to do a prayer and a Hail Mary. I think they'll be okay. I like what the Celtics did in bringing in Porzingis because I think they got everything out of that team that they could. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls, and then we have to talk about a couple of the trades that did not take place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work, listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The NBA draft is not over yet. There's three more picks left. I'm like, who's left in the Barclays Center besides a couple of ushers and people trying to clean up? Mark Tate is there. The only selections left on the board, the Memphis Grizzlies at 56, Washington Wizards at 57, and the Milwaukee Bucks at number 58. They will go ahead and close out the draft. A few things that did not take place tonight. We didn't see any gigantic trades, okay? We didn't. Not during the draft. Zion Williamson did not move. He didn't go a damn place. And Scoot Henderson selected at number 3 by the Portland Trailblazers. Damian Lillard didn't get moved. Is it going to take a couple of days, a couple of weeks? Likely and probably. But we saw no player movement. All of the player movement and trades we saw before tonight. This was supposed to be the Victor Wembanyama show. And after he was selected, it was just it's pretty much dry after that. This was seemingly a dry draft. And I think one of the reasons is because we have so many players coming from so many different places, whether it's from Europe and overseas, whether you got guys coming out of college, and now we even have the overtime elite, the Thompson twins, Amen and Asar, selected 4 and 5 respectively out of the overtime elite program, which is only a few years old. You got dudes like Scoot coming out of the G League on their Ignite team. So not the big names that, you know, lit it up and you go, oh, my God, I need to see them in the league. A lot of dudes here that you maybe never even heard of. Bilal, Shep, what's it? Kula baby? Koulibaly.
Koulibaly, yes.
Bilal Koulibaly. He was selected by the Pacers, and he got traded to the Wizards. He was teammates with Victor Wembanyama. Teammates. He was selected 7th. Who the hell heard of this guy?
Bilal Koulibaly.
His parents and Victor Wembanyama heard of him. Here's the other deal. I've heard for a while that Victor Wembanyama has a teammate that's good. I ain't know the guy's name. The NBA draft is a little different than it used to be. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about the trades this week. Bradley Beal and Chris Paul and Porzingis and Marcus Smart. Put Jordan Poole in there too. Jordan Poole going over to Washington. These are some of the big names that have moved. What was the best move? I like what the Celtics did. Is it risky? Yes. But what was the alternative? I don't think there was one. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Cooper, he's calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how you doing? I just had a question about the Celtics and, like, the KCP trade. Okay. Or no, Porzingis trade, sorry.
Okay, yes.
You know, I'm a Celtics fan, and I don't know. I it's something weird about it because I would go to the game, and you kind of, like, watch, like, in person. It's, like, a little different of a feel than watching on the TV. And you kind of just, like, you can see, like, who, like, the real, like, playmakers are out there. And every time I go, I just feel like Marcus Smart's, like, controlling the team. He's, like, the voice of the team in the huddle. So all that. So it kind of sucks that he's gone. But they're also getting, like, a better player. So just kind of want to know what you think of that.
Yeah, well, Kristaps Porzingis, he is a better player. He has a completely different skill set than Marcus Smart. And I think it's really saying, okay, we need the other guys to grow up. Marcus Smart is who he is. I don't think there's going to be a vast improvement or another step that he can go up to. I think different when it comes down to Tatum and Brown. And on the other hand, they're going to get some big bucks. We're talking about extensions in the range of, give or take, $300 million for both of those dudes. Yo, y'all are getting the money, man. Y'all be the dudes on the team, not Smart. And so I like it because I feel like with Marcus Smart, they were – with the team, not even Marcus Smart, with the team that they had assembled, they would have been running in place. Take another step forward. 855-212-4CBS. Syed is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Syed?
What's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm great, man. What's on your mind?
JR, I was at the Rockets draft party they did for the fans tonight. And I thought it was good. You know, I think locally a lot of people, we thought we would get, you know, Amon Thompson at four, because I think everybody kind of thought Scoot and Brandon Miller would go two and three. But what I wanted to talk to you about beyond that, obviously excited about Amon after you got Jalen Green and Sengun, a couple of young guys, is that at the 20th pick, the Rockets got Cam Whitmore. And I don't know the reason, but there was a lot of chatter that, you know, he fell, that he, so some people had him going as early as 6-7, and I'm not sure the reason he fell. I was wondering if you knew. I mean, some people at the draft party were saying there was some injury concerns. Some people were saying maybe his visits didn't go well, but I'll tell you, they were really excited. When they announced Cam at 20, the place went crazy. So I know the fans felt really good about it, but I was kind of wondering why did he fall that much. It's just, as I'm driving home and I'm listening to you, it's kind of on my mind. So I'll hang up and listen,
I have no idea. I'd be lying to you if I came through and gave you an answer. I'm not even going to sit down and try to make anything up. I'd be lying through my teeth. I don't know. This is what I do know. Just like a lot of teams, the Houston Rockets have tons and tons of young assets. And how does everybody fit in? I have no idea. But they're giving me a reason to pay attention and watch as they continue to grow. You know, what's the next step for Jalen Green? And this is the cool thing. It's not the thing that fans necessarily want to hear as they start to grow attachments to certain players, as they start to develop and the team gets better. Come on. The only dudes I can really see sticking on the Rockets, Jalen Green and Jabari Smith. Yeah, Kevin Porter, do I think he's going to be around for the long run? I don't know. Yeah, he can get buckets, but Jalen Green, I'd say he has the higher upside without a shadow of a doubt. Man, these guys get into the NBA, and the first thing they have to do, they got to mature. And if you think about the Rockets and their roster, like who's the old man in the building? Who's the old man? It's a bunch of young dudes running around doing whatever the hell they want, which is why they have a head coach in with Ime Udoka, hopefully going through to change things up. 855-212-4CBS. Larry is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Larry?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I know we're talking about Cavs. I know we haven't had no selections up in the first round or so, but later on, we got Imani Bates, young man from Eastern Michigan.
Yes.
He shoots the basketball. The question I'd ask you, the team we have right now, it's a very young team. And the question I'd ask you is, I mean, I like Donovan Mitchell a lot. What we gave up for, do you think this team was ready, you think, JR, to acquire Donovan, you think, or maybe we jumped the gun a little bit too soon?
No, I think it was necessary to try to get one of the most dynamic scorers and players in the league. I can't fault the Cleveland Cavaliers for doing that. What became terrible at the end of the year boiled down to experience and toughness. It was very, very sad to hear Jared Allen and Evan Mobley just kind of openly talk about, yes, we didn't have experience. Yes, the attention got to us. Nobody wants to hear that. Now, if you're going to come back and bounce back next year and be better, then that's good. That's great. But I hope they're tougher next year. There's no reason that you should have Evan Mobley, who is 6'11". You know, he ain't no 6'11". I've seen him up close. Both he and Jared Allen are about 7 feet tall. There's no reason that they should have been as bad defensively in the playoffs as they were, or scared. And so I still like the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think that that getting punched in the mouth by, of all teams, the Knicks, I think that they're going to continue to improve and get better. I'm not mad at Donovan Mitchell being here at all.
Yeah, where was you? I thought maybe, you know, with the young team, I thought maybe we jumped the gun. You know, he is a heck of a player. He is, don't get me wrong. I thought maybe we haven't fully developed it for him to
I don't think it was I don't think it was, oh my God, we need to be good and then let's bring him in. Let him help the rest of the team rise up, and we'll have to see about that. Thank you, Larry, for calling from Cleveland. Jack is also from Cleveland. What's up, Jack?
JR?
Yes, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, it's Jason. Hey, thank you. Visiting the city back-to-back. But I wanted to say two teams, going back to a question you had earlier on the upswing, I think Utah, maybe not right away in the next 3 to 5 years, I think Utah is going to be a perennial resident in the Western playoffs. They've got Minnesota's draft picks, Cleveland's draft picks, and their own for the next 3 years, and they got Danny Ainge, and you've seen how he picked out Jaylen Brown and Tatum. So I think Utah's in the upswing. I like New Orleans, going back to David Griffin, and he makes moves when he needs to, and I think if Zion can be healthy, because you mentioned him with the trade stuff, if he can be there, they've got some talent there.
Yeah, I think up and down the roster for Cleveland as well, in the general sense, they need to be concerned about injuries. There's always so much focus in on Zion Williamson and his availability, and why not? He's been a big-name star for years now, even back to high school. If you look at Brandon Ingram, he also happens to be someone who you just have to go, well, damn, is the guy in witness protection? You never see him out there. So, always tough. Oh, my goodness. The NBA draft finally finished. All two rounds. This draft got started at 8 p.m. And it's done. The Milwaukee Bucks just made the final selection of the draft. Chris Livingston, who, God bless him, he was in attendance coming out of Kentucky. The last dude selected in the draft at number 58. And then he turned the lights off. Everybody's ready to go home. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10, 11, 12. 5 hours? Shep, did the draft always take 5 hours?
Beats the NFL draft.
Oh, it takes, what, 3 days?
It's a week.
And I didn't have to sit outside to do it either.
Exactly.
Damn. 5 hours to draft almost 60 dudes? Half of these guys are going to suck anyway. Sorry. I don't want to ruin anybody's, draft night and dreams. Not you, but the players. Not that they care anyway. They're probably drinking. If they're old enough to drink. Anyway. I'm going to come back on the other side of the break, and we're going to talk about Damian Lillard.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.